everybody is sort of a like an old archaeological site. When they go to some of these old sites around the world, they'll dig down through the ground and they'll find towns and specimens of history, biological history or animal history or human cultural history, mm-hmm. in strata, in layers. And every human being is like that. They'll have a very complex subjectivity that represents different episodes, different moments of adaptation. And when we go through, you know, the circumstances of life, we'll resort to, at random, mm-hmm. to these solutions, just very primitively, very automatically. Any one of these strata can come into being, depending on the circumstance. And that's our liability in this world, so we have to get to a point in our living, in our initiation into life, where we no longer resort to those mm-hmm. archaisms. When we have a pristine or prior responsibility, the demand to love, to remain in communication. Your human environment has to demand it of you, your experience has to prove its necessity, and then you will voluntarily give yourself to the law. And in spite of your tendencies, you'll act differently. And if you'll act differently, then these old adaptations that are there subjectively have no force. You see, they're not going to get animated even though you feel them in various ways. You're just not going to act on it. You're not going to be that archaic personality. And if you will presume that discipline, then all your insides become obsolete. They become dormant. They have no function anymore, so they lose their energy. And that's how the past disappears. Not by delving into the past, psychiatrically or psychically or whatever method. It's not by going into the past that you get free of it. It's by living differently in the present, adapting differently presently, and the past becomes obsolete. Memory is just an impulse to dramatize a certain archaic disposition. So you're always thinking, remembering, this looks like that, that looks like that, this reminds me of that. And even in your ordinary moments, you're going through that rehearsal of old adaptation. And when you're at your weakest, or when circumstances impinge upon you most heavily, you not only daydream about the past, the models of the past, the action impulses of the past, you know, take you over, you conform to them, you dramatize or incarnate them. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself acting like you did at any one of the times past, any one of your ages past. Everybody does that and gradually becomes responsible for it if they lead a spiritual life. A truly human life begins when you are adapted in the moment according to a principle that is undeniable. Even though there are subjective tendencies otherwise, you don't read your life into them, you don't animate them. You go about your business, you let it rise and fall with fundamental indifference. If you persist in that way, if you live a human life, a spiritual life, over time, then these archaisms of the personality become obsolete.